Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us sweet, wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
ooh.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser. It seems like we're already encountering technical difficulties. Not that that's any idea that the show might be that much better, but the fact of the matter is that we were already booted out in the very beginning. So I'm sorry about that. I don't know what actually transpired. I am V. Yasha Allah. This is Straight No Chaser, brought to you by ALMHOIDA. Straight No Chaser has been on the radio for at least some 2 or 3 years with the Social Change Action Network. That was the inception. And it's a show that was originally designed to bring you the unadulterated truth to our community and help our people to see how they're being perceived by the rest of the world and cause us to begin to change ourselves and how we're and the perception of our community so that we would no longer be, as Deuteronomy the 28th chapter describes us, just an awe and a shock and just people to be amused. Amusing the masses and the nations. So we've progressed since then. We've gone into different topics, different discussions. However, we are where we are right now. And excuse me, where we are right now is a very frustrating place for many of our people because so many things are taking place in our community. There's an all-out war, and we're watching prophecy of the scriptures be fulfilled right in front of our own very eyes. But unfortunately, most of us are unaware, numb, and ignorant to the truth. So therefore, we have to still come forth with this truth. We have propaganda all around us. We're in the middle of a psyop war. We have propaganda that is coming at us in so many different from so many different directions that our people don't even quite know how to respond. And at the same time, we're falling into the typical response that I think that has been planned for us to fall into, which is to protest, complain, seek all the mediums that they have provided for us, airwaves, blog talk, YouTube, Facebook, Ustream, Instagram, Vine, Twitter, the list goes on and on, to try and articulate our opinion, our frustration, our grief, our anxiety about these situations that are all around us, not aware that a lot of these things were pre-planned, prophesied, and are being perpetrated upon the masses as a way of triggering certain emotions in people so that they can reach a particular end game. You understand the elite and their ultimate goal. We know about the Georgia Guidestones that says that they want to see 500 million people destroyed. If you understand one thing, you know that one of their tenets or beliefs is that they can achieve order out of chaos. Even with Islam and over there what's happening with ISIS, they believe that they will see the return of the Imam, their Imadi, their savior, the one they're waiting for once they can create chaos, death, and destruction. So everyone is ramping everything up, but due to ignorance, our people are not quite knowing how to respond or deal with the frustration of death, disease, depression, lack of employment and jobs, death of our babies, loss of hope all around us, not quite knowing how to respond. And I actually myself, from having watched so many broadcast videos, and different things about the situations transpiring all over the earth, not just in Missouri, have found myself not quite knowing what to say, but understanding what's going on and praying and waiting for an answer as far as how to respond. Because one thing you don't want to initially do is just react to every action. Sometimes we need to kind of stand back, take into consideration what is transpiring, what is the motive, what is the goal. It's almost like a chess game. You don't move immediately. You have to use your skills of deduction, your spirit, your understanding, and your connection with the Most High. There's so many directions I can go with this, and we know that Straight No Chaser is a show that's been designed to reach you where you are, to express ourselves in a way that you can understand. On the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, the Shabbat, we talk about the ways to overcome and rise above everything that's taking place so that you will understand that the Bible that they fear, that is full of prophecy that they're seeing fulfilled every day, and that they're trying to destroy and negate, is coming to pass. It's coming to light. And we try to teach on that on the seventh day so that it will help you to rise above these circumstances. But many of you are not there yet. You are upset. Now, I applaud a lot of you. There's a lot of clips and videos that I want to play tonight to help you better understand what's transpiring all around you so that you will better understand PSYOPs, that you will better understand this orchestrated movement to bring nation against nation, to bring us into Rex 84, to bring us into the NDAA law that Obama passed. All of these laws were signed some 2 years ago. And this man is not concerned about his term coming to an end because we are eventually leading into a dictatorship, which policies and laws have stipulated in the time of crisis definitely can transpire. There will not be a need to vote for another president if we are at war. And the entire world and our nation is definitely moving into that vein. There is definite civil unrest, political upheaval, and pretty much everybody knows they're being lied to. I want to applaud the community in Missouri that says they don't want to see a Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton because that game has played out. And they pretty much said, do not bring those coons down here because they are scapegoats and they are ploys. They've been trained. They have pledged allegiance to the wrong side. Their initial job was to calm down the masses and get them to obey. And our people are not having it anymore. What you're seeing on national television is PSYOP warfare, political propaganda, and all of these movies. We talked about it last week. I don't have the term right now, the psychological term, but all of these movies have been set to condition you, to prepare you for what's coming, what they're bringing your way. There's some things we want to share with you tonight about the fact that there are thousands of terrorists that are coming to the United States that are not planning to strap bombs to their back, but they're planning to bring disease and viruses to the United States. They're planning to take jobs within your restaurants and your cafeterias and around your children so that they can infect them, because there are so many people that want to see the destruction of the United States for all the destruction that the United States has caused to other countries, children, women, people that didn't deserve to be destroyed. And the elite definitely want to see this country brought down to their knees. We don't teach, preach fear. We're not race baiting here. We don't do that. But the fact of the matter is that there are some clear-cut prophecies that have been laid out, and they are coming to pass. And guess what? They exist. within the scrolls that you call the Bible, which is a compilation of scrolls of different prophets, of Moses, of the apostles that confirmed the prophets, and everything is being fulfilled. And these people know more than I guess our people want to realize and understand and know about who we are as a people, why we are being destroyed, hunted down like dogs in the street. People, these are not police officers. This is military with shirts that say police on it. But these are trained military persons with arsenal that has come from Homeland Security. We already looked at the information some 2 years ago when they purchased millions of rounds of artillery. And you didn't know what it was for. Now you know what it's for. There will be an upheaval and an uprising in the United States. And unfortunately, I got bad news for you. Your protests are not going to thwart prophecy. It must come to pass. There is a nation and a group of people that are panicking because they're losing control. And unfortunately, their sorcery is not working on enough of us or all of us fast enough. Their weather modification systems, their aerosol spraying in the chemtrails within the air, their poisoning of the foods, their vaccinations, their mind control. It is working on a vast majority of people, but is not having a major impact in the way they wanted it to upon the scattered diaspora of the meek that shall inherit the earth. So those are the things that we talk about. There's not a lot. Like I said, I didn't want to say a lot. I guess I'm saying a lot now, but there's not a lot I want to go into this evening because I'm a little frustrated myself, just as much as many other people are as well. And I think rightfully so. We try so hard to be politically correct. But sometimes it's just pretty much impossible to remain politically correct when you realize just some of the things that certain people are going through. How would you feel if your child, who was 18 years old, without a weapon, was gunned down in the street, and now you're seeing the media make him out to be a thug, a criminal, saying he stole something out of the store, pulling down YouTube videos with him, giving the finger, kids, being just stupid, and them trying to say that he created a struggle with the officer, tried to take his gun. I doubt that seriously because I don't think that boy would stick his head in the car. His head was pulled into the vehicle. The officer created the struggle and pulled out his gun to shoot him. We've watched this year after year. Oscar Grant, Trayvon Martin, white folks not loving black people playing rap music loud at a gas station, so you just shoot them, and then you create a trial and say the jury voted that they're not guilty. What kind of madness is this? The pot is boiling over, and the people are sick and tired. Am I going to say rightfully so? You damn right I'm going to say rightfully so. How long does anyone have to put up with this kind of foolishness? Got some things that we want to share with you, as I mentioned. Some clips, and we won't be on with you long tonight. I wanted to share one of Tupac's early clips, but I'll let you find that for yourself. I found it interesting that he came from a bloodline of the Black Panthers, and before he got involved with Death Row, his initial goal was politics and policies. And he wanted to take all the rappers and take over communities, gather votes, and convince politicians to take heed to their demands in the communities. And he would offer these votes and get all the corporations to lend over what they had available to the communities. And this is why this boy had to go. They didn't want anything to do with this boy because he cared about his people. I will admit that that went away from him once he began to be shot by his people, destroyed by his people, because he lost a love for his people, because we definitely do have a tendency to want to fight and destroy one another. There's a lot going on in our streets and in our world, as I mentioned earlier. And we'd like to bring you information here so that you understand what's happening to you, what's going on around you. But I think I want to give you an opportunity to be able to vent, give some other people an opportunity to be able to vent their frustrations. You know, one brother said, no matter how much you trust the police, always remember the police are trained to never trust you. And unfortunately, we're not dealing with typical police officers. We're dealing with Homeland Security. And I'm sorry, I got bad news that you may consider bad news. I don't, but it's not going to get better anytime soon. My initial cry out to you is that you've got to draw closer to the Father, collect some wisdom, and make some serious decisions about you and your family and what you're going to choose to do as far as remaining, fighting, fleeing. You know, when you hear... And that's the frustration that you hear from our people. I used to wonder why we would perpetrate so much murder and death amongst our own selves, but I think we're getting ready to start turning the guns. The people realize who Al Sharpton is. They call him a monkey, a coon, and a rat. People realize who Jesse Jackson is and what he's done. Media has always also served to issue up some truth about who these guys are and what they've done. Jesse didn't stand by Martin. Al Sharpton did not stand by the people in New York that were standing up. He was busy ratting out the mafia. They realize that these people are paid off. These people don't represent us. But there are some angry people in the streets. Okay, so when I first started the show, I wanted to talk to you about sleight of hand. There's something I want to share with you. What is sleight of hand? Sleight of hand. I think that there are a couple of magicians that can best describe to you what sleight of hand is, because a lot of you don't understand what it is, but you're experiencing sleight of hand right before you. What does that mean? Our government is actually using the tactics that are used in magic and witchcraft to deceive the masses, to keep you thrown off. As long as we're focused on one subject and we're locked in, and you're busy looking at one hand while the other hand is doing something else to begin to move the masses into the phase of their next plan. As we talked about earlier, with Aleister Crowley and a lot of the witchcrafts and the 33rd degree level Masons, the Third World War has already been planned, because a lot of people believe that this will lead them to the New World Order that they desire, which is a one world religion, a new monetary system, and one world rule and a one world leader, and that they can win by default. They pretty much believe that they've convinced the masses that the 12 tribes done away with, they don't exist, that's a fallacy. So they're trying to negate the truth that's in the Bible, get you to believe that those Khazars, the Khazarians that are fleeing back to the Ukraine that's being attacked by Russia, believe that they are the Jews. And the Bible clearly states in Revelations 2 and 9 and 3 and 9 that they are not the people, they are not the Jews. They have stolen a heritage, a religion, a tradition that had nothing to do with them. Islam is a religion that was created by them. It's a false religion, and we're going to get into those facts. But real quick, I want you to understand what sleight of hand is. And I took a couple of magicians so they can explain it to you. You want to think this is relegated to magic in Las Vegas, but no. This is what's happening with politics, policies, the Illuminati, the elite, as they deal with the masses and the sheeple to herd you in to the New World Order and these concentration camps that they have prepared for you and how it's being done, because there's too much happening all around you. You have reporters' heads being cut off. You have young men being shot in the street. You have Christians being destroyed by ISIS and Islamic extremists. And you have people coming to America with the Ebola virus. And they're telling you they're bringing them here to get them better. No. They're preparing for martial law and they're preparing for quarantine because they know that the disease is going to spread. And unfortunately, the disease is more akin to those who are considered minorities, because these diseases were created by genetic doctors who have been murdered and killed, who are no longer here. And they are race specific, meaning that there are cures for certain races that gather these diseases. We talked about this. But the same cures that work for other people of other genetic makeups, it will not work for people of different genetic makeups. Study of melanin. But listen to the sleight of hand. Let's go back to that. I want you to understand how this works.
Understand the complexity of television life. You need to know the seven basic principles of magic. One, palm. To hold an object in an apparently empty hand. Two, ditch, to secretly dispose of an unneeded object. Three, steal, the opposite of ditch, to secretly obtain a needed object. Four, load, to secretly move the needed object to where it's needed. Five, simulation, to give the impression that something that hasn't happened has. Six, misdirection, to lead attention away from a secret move. And seven, switch, to secretly exchange one object for another. Teller needs nothing.
That was quick, but I hope you heard it. So basically, the tenets of the seven steps of magic, some say the six steps of magic, are what's being utilized on the masses through television media, through PSYOP war. And it is called sleight of hand. Most of the people you watch on CNN are actors. This has been pre-staged. And it's called fake news. Let's listen to more history of PSYOP war.
Corbett of the Corbett Report with your eye-opener report for BoilingFrogsPost.com. The old adage that knowledge is power has been apparent to warriors and would-be rulers throughout history. A well-known illustration from the annals of history revolves around Nathan Rothschild, the British representative of Mayor Amschel's infamous Rothschild banking dynasty. At the Battle of Waterloo, Rothschild's riders and messengers were able to get news of Napoleon's defeat home to Nathan a full day in advance of the government's own news carriers. As the story goes, Nathan was able to convince the public that he had in fact received news of Wellington's defeat by selling heavily on the English stock market. When panic selling ensued, Rothschild had his agents buying up the stocks at pennies on the pound. By the time the news of Napoleon's defeat reached Britain's shores, Rothschild had already secured his position as one of the richest men in Britain, a fortune that was only further leveraged in the ensuing years, lending post-war stabilization funds to Europe's monarchies. Regardless of the story's historical veracity, it serves to illustrate the fundamental precept, knowledge is indeed power. It also suggests a corollary. Misinformation is a way of leveraging one's power over an enemy. This, too, is an ancient idea that has been used throughout the centuries as a tool of psychological warfare to confer one's army an advantage over its enemies. Military deception is an ancient and time-honored art. Throughout recorded history, military commanders have attempted to spread false news and seed false information as part of psychological warfare operations to deceive, confuse, and demoralize the enemy. During the Crusades in 1271, Sultan Baybar successfully took the Crusaders' crack des Chevaliers in Syria by conveying a letter to the knights garrisoned there, telling them to surrender. The letter, supposedly from the head of their order in Jerusalem, was in fact a crude forgery, but the gambit worked. The knights capitulated, and the Sultan took the castle. However, it wasn't until the invention and widespread use of technologies like the printing press, and then the radio and the television, that the modern conception of news was formulated. The broadsheet, the magazine, and the newspaper started to give people a sense of a regularly published digest of news stories. These technologies also enabled the possibility of mechanizing false news to spread propaganda to the enemy. Some of the most dramatic examples of this came in the 20th century, with the use of airplanes to spread propaganda leaflets.
In the Napoleonic Wars, from ships standing off the French coast, the British launched kites bearing anti-morale leaflets. The employment of military aircraft in World War I made possible the wide dissemination of propaganda leaflets. The leaflet confronts the enemy soldier with a tangible propaganda message which he can keep and refer to. Leaflets also may be distributed by tactical, strategic, and liaison aircraft. This surrender leaflet was used against the enemy in North Korea.
And the use of radio to direct transmissions across enemy lines in the hope of swaying public opinion.
In support of strategic operations, radio may be highly effective, limited only by the range of the transmitter and the availability of radio receivers. Psychological warfare broadcasts are flexible and can be altered swiftly to fit a changing situation.
This was by no means limited to psyops against the enemy, though. The very same techniques have been used throughout history to fool one's own troops in an effort to raise morale. In the Civil War, false news was routinely distributed to Confederate soldiers to boost their spirits before a battle, from false reports of Union General Ulysses S. Grant's death to rumors that a world war was about to break out with England and France siding with the Confederates. In World War II, false news of reinforcements for the beleaguered American Filipino garrison resisting the Japanese invasion of the Philippines kept them fighting long past the point of their impending defeat. One of the most extreme examples of false information spread to confuse, panic, or disarm a nation, however, are news stories that are completely made up from whole cloth and broadcast as if they are real. These stories, too, although more rare, can be devastatingly effective in confusing and demoralizing enemies or panicking the public. You've been watching an excerpt of this week's...
So there you have it, psyops war. That's just what you need to understand. I wanted to play that because you need to understand that psychological warfare, which is called psy war, or the basic aspects of modern psychological operation, psyop, have been known by many other names or terms, including psyops, political warfare, hearts and minds, and propaganda. Various techniques are used and are aimed at influencing a target audience's value system, belief system, emotions, motives, reasoning, or behavior. It is used to induce confessions or reinforce attitudes and behaviors favorable to the originator's objectives and are sometimes combined with black operations or false flag attacks. What you need to understand, and I'll go back and say this, what you need to understand is last week we talked about predictive programming. You've seen 1,000 movies about strange pandemic diseases breaking out in America, masks, and people being quarantined. They have prepared you through predictive programming, and they're going to quarantine you behind because Ebola has killed 1,100 people, and now they are bringing it to the U.S. They claim they're bringing them to hospitals to get them better, but they're going to spread it here. And I'm going to read to you later that there are 3,000 students who are terrorists undercover that are willing to die and bring this disease to America and kill you by working in restaurants and working around things where they can infect it and bring it to you. Let me tell you, let's go back to sleight of hand. While you're looking at the Ebola virus, that's like the left hand doing one thing to distract you, while on the right side, they're preparing a third world war. So you have to understand why they utilize these aspects of what they call magic to deceive you, because they've been deceiving you all along and you're easily deceived. Show you one thing, make you think you've seen one thing while the other hand is doing another, while they're preparing to destroy the minorities of the earth, kill black people as a whole. Rex 84 makes it clear in its language that 20-something million African Americans must be put into concentration camps the moment martial law is instituted. That is off the top. They're going to come kick your dough in and come get your ass. It's already been written down in law. And then there's the NDAA law, unlawful detention. They can detain you. You can't call nobody. Nobody will hear from you or know where you are. That means they can destroy you. And they've got you believing that Russia's our enemy, China's our enemy, they're Gog and Magog. They are not Gog. They are not Gog and Magog. They are not the enemies. These people are working hand in hand. The only one they have not infiltrated is Iran. Iran will not let them get in. Iran is crying out loud about the injustices they see happening to our people in the United States, even as Ahmadinejad went to the United Nations and told them that they owe us reparations. He knows, and the Bible says that the Medes are going to raise up at the end and bring, he's going to use them to help bring that justice, but there will be a third world war. You're being deceived. Right now in Missouri, they're kicking doors in. They're taking cell phones. They're taking cameras. They're taking guns. They're unlawfully detaining people. They're beating down people. They're still shooting people. They're not even stopping to tase no more. If they get the freaking taser, they don't want a taser. They're taking out whoever they have to take out. Now you got to teach your babies how to keep their mouths shut, how to walk a fine line, how not to do this, how not to do that. But even with that being done, it's not going to thwart Bible prophecy. All this stuff must come, so that we can bring this to an end. But as we bring this to an end, know that all of us are not going to make it, but you can make it if you're willing to stand up and do the right thing. Don't let this stuff get to you, man.
Of your soul.
Seems like we had technical difficulties and we were off for a few minutes, so I'm sorry about that long pause. Don't quite know what was missed and what didn't come across, so I apologize for that. So before we get ready to go, we want to talk about the fact that we have an engineered incineration of California. We're seeing geoengineering through aerosol spraying and chemtrails that has halted the rain and precipitation in that region that has caused major droughts. And as I mentioned, man, sleight of hand to bring about an agenda. And the end game is for global defeat and for them to bring about their new world order and their Antichrist who is on the scene. I'm not going to go into anything else this evening. I just want you to keep the faith and keep your heads up. Because the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. The truth is a journey and not a destination. I'm the Yasha Allah, and I can't say it enough. Keep your head up. Keep your eyes open. Don't believe what you're seeing. Don't be distracted by the sleight of hand that this government and this world is putting before you. Because trust me, there's an undercut, there's an underbelly, there's an undertow, and it is seeking to destroy. Prepare yourself, prepare your family, prepare your loved ones, prepare your home, prepare your faith, prepare your stance. Those of you that keep the faith, we're going to get through this, man. Kwame Yasha Allah.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. The mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply cause we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
woo.